farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to launch campaign against illicit cane burning. Stay with us to hear more and later. Or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look, so what do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know I eat, so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from, your plant, Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez, I'm pee, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday, and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. The government will be launching a public education campaign geared at highlighting the importance of safeguarding the sugarcane industry. The campaign is aimed at stemming significant income losses resulting from the burning of approximately 1,001 hectares of sugarcane since the start of 2017. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says to date, there has been 169 illicit fires, resulting in an over $600 million loss in earnings, which puts the entire industry at risk.
I'm appealing to those who are minded to continue with this illicit act to cease, because you're not hurting the factories as much as you're hurting the livelihood of humble people, many of whom depend on being able to reap their crop, collect their money, pay their debts, and provide for their families.
Minister Samuda is urging sugarcane farmers to be vigilant and safeguard their own interests. The government would also use drone technology in assisting in monitoring cultivation and detecting fires. $30 million is to be spent to clean and repair cane rows to facilitate smoother transportation of the crop from the fields to the factory following harvesting. The agriculture minister says the administration will ensure the best financial support is provided to undertake the measures to safeguard the industry. He says despite the challenges within the sector, the industry is expected to generate significant earnings this year. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is advising its stakeholders and the general public that the Fisheries Division is conducting business from the former Jamaica Livestock Association building located at Newport East, Kingston 15, effective Monday, January 16. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our proverb of the day. You can't drown fish. Translation, you can't drown fish. And this means you can't use a man's own vice to overwhelm him.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.